Good morning and Happy New Year. It's nice to see the visitors that we have with us today. We're very glad that you came to worship with us. A number of years ago, at the University of Texas commencement address, a Navy admiral by the last name of McRaven delivered the commencement address, and the main theme of his address, I look back at my college commencement. I was more relieved than excited. You know, it was like, we're finally done. But you know, I was on the 15-year plan. But I was just glad to be getting out. I don't even remember who spoke at mine. I don't even remember anything they said. But at the University of Texas, about 10, 12 years ago, this Navy Admiral McRaven, his main address was to make your bed. These are people that are getting out of college, getting ready to go out into the world, make something of themselves, and he's reminding them to make their bed. I remember listening to that on YouTube, and it was a wonderful message, a lot of common sense. Then I started kind of adapting it to religiously. And now at the beginning of another year that God's given us, I want to remind us, I've been reminded spiritually to make my bed. There's a lot of benefits that come with just that one simple exercise. One, it starts your day out, right? It builds good habits, doing it every single day. You don't do things right once in a while. If you want to be excellent, if you want to achieve, you do things right all the time. Not, you don't turn it on and off like a light switch are the things that we do in our lives. This builds good habits, doing it every day. It establishes discipline and a routine. I don't know about you. I am very oriented into a schedule and a routine in my life. I think that's one of the things I'm scared about possibly retiring, is not having my routine that I've been doing for a gazillion years. But there's something about discipline. And in the big scheme of things, it's something little, but it means a lot. If you can't do the little things, how can you be expected to really turn it on and do something that really matters? I know when I was coaching, and this sounds stupid, and probably totally unrelated, something that was really important to me, the huddle. Teaching the players to get in the huddle the way I wanted it. A huddle really doesn't matter. There's no one set way to teach getting in the huddle. But the way I looked at it was, if they would pay attention and stay focused on getting in the huddle the right way, something that really didn't matter, there's no doubt in my mind when it's fourth and one that they'll pay attention to the attention to details then. Something that really didn't matter. Making your bed starts your day out right. If you can make your bed every day as just part of what you do in life, there's no reason you can't open your Bible every day. There's no reason. If you can make your bed, something that really doesn't matter, but reading your Bible does. The discipline to study God's Word every day. I make my bed every day. Why can't I do this every day? Why can't I show up every Sunday to worship God? It also, making our bed, it's not just going through the motions. It reminds us to be thankful that we have a bed. There's some people that don't have a bed in this world. When we're making our bed, thank God. It's a great time for prayer. Starting the day out right. Thank you, God, for this home. Thank you, God, for this bed that I've got. It's something that's usually not seen by a lot of other people. Hopefully it's not. You're not doing it for other people. Get in the habit of doing things that aren't necessarily seen by other people. And at the end of the day, no matter how bad, and the world has a way of beating us down. The moment we walk out that door, we're knocking back the arrows of the evil one. No matter how bad our day was, when we come home, we know we got one thing accomplished. We might have fallen flat on our face and all the other goals that we had, all of our things to do list. What we got, we know we did one thing, and we get to come home to a nice bed. In Galatians 6, verse 7, Paul addresses to the Galatians, he says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." We will get to reap the life that we sow for ourselves. That of discipline, that of focusing on God, and making our bed can help us with that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says, "Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air." He says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." There's a lot to be said about personal discipline. That if I can do this, I can also do this. And Paul was putting into perspective the role that discipline plays in our lives. Another aspect of making your bed is it's something you can do. I'm a control freak. I like getting everything set up and arranged, and the things that I have no control of, it drives me nuts. There's so many things in this world I have no say-so over. I can't step in, put my cape on, and fix things. But you know what? I can make my bed. I can do that. So many things are out of our control, but we can do that. It's a positive action. It doesn't offend anybody. Have you ever been around people, no matter what you say to them, they take offense at it? "Good morning." "What do you mean by that? Is that a shot?" "No, just saying good morning." Some people are just like that. Nobody gets offended by you making the bed. Well, make sure there's not still somebody in it when you're making it, but pulling the covers up over them, tucking them. But usually it doesn't offend anybody, and it's usually appreciated by some people. And no one can take it the wrong way. Romans 12, verse 6, Paul said, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. That is, let us use them. That concept. Oh, I could do that. I could do that better than so-and-so. Then do it. Do it. We've been given so many gifts to serve God. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Let us use those gifts. Making our bed is something just about anybody can do. Some might be able to do it better than others, but do it. If we can study the Bible, study the Bible. If we can preach, if we can offer a prayer, if we can make communion, if we can clean up, let us use them. Romans 12, 18, Paul says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Making beds doesn't offend anybody. I don't think I've ever seen an argument started over making a bed. I may be wrong. Maybe I haven't been in all the right places, but I've never seen one. In Matthew 25, this was the passage that Rader read to us earlier in our scripture reading. Jesus was giving a parable about talents. And the whole message in his teaching was, people were given different amounts of talents. And the whole key, like Paul said, use them. If you were given five talents, use your five talents. If you were only given one, use it. Don't just put it aside. And in the conclusion of, or in this parable, Jesus says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. It never was a doubt in my mind that people that paid attention on getting in the huddle right, when it's down on the goal line, they'll do it exactly right. If they're going to pay attention to the little things that don't matter, they'll pay attention to the big things. Making our bed really doesn't matter. But if we pay attention to that, we will have the attitude when God tells us to do something, we will do it exactly the way God said. And the last point I'd like for us to look at, making our bed is a good example for others in the household, for others, maybe if you have roommates or something, they may not ever say anything, but they see it out of the corner. You know, they're always making their bed. They're always taking care of business. They don't live like a slob. They're always making their bed. I've noticed, and it might rub off. I'm gonna start making my bed too. And another thing is, we're told, us parents are told not to provoke our children. One of the things that provokes kids, one of the things that provokes people, hypocrisy. Go clean up that room of yours. It's a pigsty. But mom, go make your bed. But dad, look at yours, all topsy-turvy. Jesus never asked us to do anything that he wasn't willing to do himself. Amen. Never. Matthew 5:16, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify," or that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Amen.
Something as simple as serving God is seen. A simple act is noticed. And hopefully the end result is they glorify your Father in heaven. Paul told the Philippians, "Do all things without complaining and disputing." It doesn't really do any good if when you're making your bed, you're mumbling, grassa, rassa, frassa, you know, you're doing your best Yosemite Sam impression. You know, slinging the covers, throwing the pillows up there and I made my bed. Well, might as well just left it because it didn't do you any good. Talk about starting your day out wrong. If that's how you're going to start your day off, we missed the point. In Ephesians 6, it says, and we talked about this earlier, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." What a wonderful time to model good behavior. What a wonderful time to go in and spend a few moments with a child. Get in there and clean up your room. Hey, let's go in there. Let's go make your bed. And do it together. And take a moment to pray. And have some time with a child. Wonderful opportunity. Matthew 23, this whole chapter, this is a good study chapter someday. We're going to have a lesson on Matthew 23 one of these days. Jesus, the loving, kind, meek, mild Jesus, gives the scribes and Pharisees both barrels. We see the Jesus that fillets them from one end to the other. And before he gets into the critical teaching, he's telling the people, don't be hypocrites like they are. And he says in verse 3, "Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works. For they say, and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. They require everybody else to do X, Y, and Z, but they won't even make their bed." Is what Jesus was saying. Goes on to say, "But all their works they do to be seen by men." That's why they do them. "They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men rabbi, rabbi." Start the day out with a positive action, making your bed. And don't be like the scribes and the Pharisees that are hypocrites. They tell you to do something, but they don't lift a finger to do it. Colossians 3, verses 17, Paul says, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, whether you're leading communion, whether you're offering a public prayer, or whether you're fixing the communion for the congregation, or whether you're straightening up and giving us a nice place to come and worship. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whether you live in a mansion or a studio apartment, you can make your bed." And in verse 23, he says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." Not like the scribes and Pharisees that did it to be seen by men. Everything we do, do it as if it's to the Lord. As we're making our bed, thank God for our bed. Thank God that we've got a pillow. Thank God that we've got an extra blanket, especially in these cold nights. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, Paul would say, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Amen. We're starting a new year. Like Michael said, starting a new week. Got a new opportunity. Turn over a new leaf. Tomorrow morning, make your bed. And afterwards, maybe sit down at the coffee table and open that Bible. Amen. Say a prayer. Thank God. If you can make your bed, there's a lot of other things you can do. The lesson's yours. The invitation is being offered right now for anybody that needs to respond. If you have not put your Lord on in baptism, we have the opportunity to do that. If you need prayers of the congregation, if you have sin in your life and need to repent, repent. In other words, make your bed. Get things in order. Don't be carrying sin around with you. Repent and get on the track with Jesus. If we can assist you in any way, please come forward while Don leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.